In the second chapter of Galatians, I'll read the 17th and 18th verse. Paul said to Peter and to the group of Christian Jews that had separated themselves from the Gentiles, he said, "If while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God." Paul is saying, if you're seeking to be justified by the works of the law, if what you're doing is the right thing to do, then what we are doing, seeking to be justified by Christ, it would cause us to be a sinner. If what you're doing is right, then what we're doing is wrong. You can't have it both ways. It's either by the law of Moses or by the faith in Jesus Christ. You can't have both. You can't have it both ways. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2. "For now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one," that's Jews and the Gentiles, "both the Jews and the Gentiles one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us." Paul is saying that there is no more to be a middle wall between the Jews and the Gentiles. There's not to be a separation during the worship services. We should all fellowship and worship God together, because God broke down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the hostility, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, for to make in himself twain one new man, so making peace. Jesus intended to make in himself of two, the Jew and the Gentile, make them as one man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both the Jew and the Gentile unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the hostility thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that was nigh. For through him we both, the Jews and the Gentiles, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. For by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It appears to me that Peter had forgotten the words that Jesus spoke to him in John chapter 10 and verse 16. Jesus told Peter and all of those apostles, "Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." And then we read in Zechariah 2 and 11, "And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall be my people. I will dwell in the midst of thee, and they shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto thee." Paul is pretty straightforward in his thinking, pretty straightforward in his words. What Paul saw going on in the church at Antioch presented a critical problem for Paul, because his churches in the Macedonia and in Asia Minor were in great part made up of both groups. How was Christian fellowship possible if the Jewish believers were separated from their Gentile brothers because of the restriction of the law? In Antioch, the Jewish believers had placed the unity of their fellowship above the limitations of the law. Yet when some came from Jerusalem, the Jewish Christians, including Peter and Bartimaeus separated themselves. They were trying to build again the wall of partition between the two. Paul would have none of this. He told them right away, "You're not walking according to the truth of the gospel." And he didn't hesitate to tell them. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.